You're listening to Quoted, the Question of the Day podcast. I am Rebecca Smith. For this month, I want to break from my regular format and instead post short daily episodes. Thanks for listening. Hi, everybody. I'm glad you're here. This is Rebecca, of course. So I thought I would share with you a few messages that I've received so far regarding my podcast. The first one comes from Aaron. So Aaron writes, now I should mention that Aaron is talking about my episode about YouTube. There's one of them called, What Have You Learned from Watching a YouTube Video? So that's, just to give you some context, that's what he's talking about. He says, thanks for sharing this, Rebecca. He says, I have not listened to the episode yet, but I am looking forward to it, especially after reading the description, which makes me laugh because I thought, oh, I wonder what I wrote. I'll have to go back and read that. Anyways, so he continues, I'm always personally looking for questions to ask new people to get to know them and avoiding the stupid work, sports, and weather topics. I think I'll be adopting this into my question arsenal. Aaron. Aaron gets it. This is exactly what Question of the Day is about. It's about trying to find a question that brings out a story or a memory and that kind of blows past these questions that might, that could make a person feel a little bit cornered. So Dave, my friend, as a Facebook instant message, he writes, I love your new episode, Rebecca. And he is talking about, episode number 5 of the National Podcast Post Month. It's called Hard Place to Find. Anyway, he writes that. He says, my mom taught me how to drive starting at 5 a.m. in the empty Crossroads Mall parking lot in St. Cloud. I passed the test on my first try, despite bombing the parallel parking. But here's the part that kind of cracks me up. So many questions. This is me talking. So many questions. Let's start with 5 a.m. Why? I said, the parking lot I get, that's where I started Jan. And Jan is somebody I taught how to drive. And then he writes back, and this is just like so obvious, because that's when the parking lot would be empty at 5 a.m. I suppose that makes sense, right? If you're teaching somebody how to drive, isn't that what you would do? I guess I just never thought of that. So that was kind of fun to hear from Dave about that. Mary Jane writes, I've been enjoying this month's daily offerings. If you're looking for some last-minute found stories, I have an idea for you. That is exactly what I like. If you ever have an idea about something that I could use on this podcast, Question of the Day, feel free to let me know. So, of course, I ask her, what was the idea? And she tells me cassette tapes recorded at the door of the House of Balls. That's an art gallery that she and her husband have here in the Twin Cities. House of Balls, you can Google that pretty easily. Anyway, House of Balls in the 1980s. Let's listen and put something together. So Mary Jane and I at some point will... we'll see if there's anything we can do with those tapes. Doesn't that sound like fun? So I love the idea that my crazy project here of posting every day for National Podcast Post Month has inspired someone to do something with those old recordings. I think that's pretty cool. If you have some old recordings hanging around, you know, maybe think about doing something with them. You never know. You never know what you might find in them. Maybe you're not quite ready to start a podcast. There's a possibility that I could play your stuff here. There's a possibility. Now, you know, it'd have to kind of fit in, but if you want to shoot me an idea, I'm very open to the idea of sharing a little space to have other producers come in and make stuff and just have a place to share their stuff without having to start a podcast. Anyway, it was a very good holiday for me. My friend Craig came for the week. This has been a tradition that's been going on for I don't know, the last 10 years or so at least. It's been a lot of fun. Craig got here, and then all three of us, Craig, Brian, and I, took off for South Dakota, where we celebrated my dad's birthday. And if you go listen to some episodes in this series, you'll get a flavor of some of that. On the way home, we did kind of take our time going across the state, stopping, taking a very leisurely time through the Badlands, which is, so as you're leaving the Black Hills and you're going across the state to, in our case, Minnesota, you'll go past the Badlands. And if you have the time, and it doesn't take that much time, when we took a lot of time because we got out at every chance. You know, they had a lot of scenic overlooks. Oh my gosh, stunning. Stunning. And you know what was great? We were not the only people in the Badlands by any means, but there were lots of times when we could not see anybody else. We had every viewpoint totally to ourselves. And it is a great time to spend vacationing, you know, after the kids are in school and, you know, you don't, there's just not the zoo that there might be at other times of the year. The lighting this time of year is just beautiful, beautiful weather. And I learned that it's even open in the wintertime. So that's actually something I would enjoy doing, is going back when there's snow cover and kind of looking at the landscape just in that environment as well. So it was fantastic. It was worth every minute that we spent there. I am not a big souvenir fan, but I found myself attracted to this poster of the Badlands, and so I got it. It was just kind of out of character, actually, and I got home and put it in a frame, and it's hanging in my kitchen, and I love it. I just love it. You should go. You should definitely go. So we just took Craig to the airport, and I've been doing some pretty late nights and early mornings and all of that, and I'm looking forward to sleeping in, I hope. Thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate it, and I especially appreciated hearing from those of you who did let me know that you're listening. That's always a good thing to hear. Until next time, please take care of yourself. See you tomorrow.